So what is it really like to be a member of the International Accounting Standards Board? Outgoing member Daryl Scott and newest member Bruce McKenzie chat about the diversity of activities as Daryl reflects on 10 years of standard setting and Bruce looks ahead to his first meeting this October.
Thanks, Claire. I think as you come to the end of a personal milestone, it is natural to become a little bit introspective. And it's also probably fair to say that looking back, it has been quite a different experience to what I was expecting. When I joined the organization, I had a very specific set of objectives in mind that I thought I needed to achieve if I was going to be able to call my participation a success. But I think those are all based on call it external outputs. And certainly those did line up with the role as it worked out. I can't say I've ticked every box, but I think the outputs weren't really way off what I was expecting. The surprise for me, I think, came not in the what, but more in the how. The foundation's got a very robust outreach agenda. It has led to a very engaged and energized stakeholder base. And it's a broad range of stakeholders that are involved, investors, lenders, preparers, regulators, auditors, and others who really have an enduring interest in what we as a foundation do in developing standards. And of course, a big part of what we do as standard setters is achieve compromise between all of those different stakeholders who often have very conflicting interests. So for me, what that's really meant as I go about the process of being a board member is obviously reading to acquire knowledge on new topics. I guess there's no surprises there. Talking to our staff, I think we're always open to explain or debate or challenge my own thinking. And then taking that package on the road, enriching the knowledge by discussing, debating, and above all, listening to stakeholders. Seeing them often in their own jurisdictions, in their own comfort zone, surrounded by people with common ideas, so that we can really challenge each other on what they think and what I'm thinking. Then I can put all that together to develop my own views, my own way of thinking in terms of the approach I take. And only after that do we really go and debate this at a public board meeting and have the opportunity to vote on our views, assuming that the other board members haven't changed our thinking on a particular issue. But even that's not the end, because I think a part of having responsibility to these stakeholders is having to go out afterwards and explain the outcomes and the board's rationale for a particular place we've landed at. The objectives I came to when I arrived at the board, I think, are what have motivated me throughout the process, could have kept me on target, kept me on track. But I think it's the engagement with staff and the outreach with stakeholders across the world in good faith, well-prepared meetings, the often very different perspectives that you hear, and over time you come to understand. And I think that constant learning has made it, for me, an incredibly interesting growth experience while I've been at the board. I mean, the couple of words that I've used there, they're words like reading and assimilating and discussing and debating and explaining. Those aren't new skills to any of us, I think, who come to the board. But I think being a board member has really allowed me, and I guess in some ways driven me, to hone those skills and to enjoy using them, to enjoy getting out there and applying them and getting the benefits of having them. I always like to throw in a couple of statistics here, and I think maybe statistics help us in just thinking about this. One of the projects that I spent a lot of time working on is the insurance project. And over the course of the insurance project, we've had more than 1,400 meetings with stakeholders, 1,400 individual meetings. We've had these types of discussions, these types of interactions. We had four rounds of field work where we got to actually talk to preparers about how they do things and why they do things in a particular way, what their systems constraints are, what their process is for designing new products. And I found all of that fascinating, to get my hands dirty, to roll up my sleeves, if you like, and really understand what's happening on the ground. I haven't kept exact travel numbers over the time, but I do know that I visited now nearly 100 cities, some of them multiple times in 60 or 70 countries. So the opportunity to get around and see people in their environments has been important. And obviously, during this whole time, the ISB itself hasn't remained static. In part, this is a natural consequence, I think, of the fact that our standards have matured over the time I've been there. And that's meant we react differently to the input that we receive. I think it's also a reaction to the greater global adoption of IFRS, and that's compelled us to do more outreach in different parts of the world to understand a broader set of views. And I think that's also been an exciting thing for me to see and to be part of. Bruce, you and I have, I guess, had the chance to interact together over pretty much my whole board term in your different roles, more recently on the Interpretations Committee, but I think perhaps more importantly for me on the SME Implementation Group. Are there any surprises for you in what I've just said?
Thanks, Dale. You know, I think if you ask what surprises me mostly, it's trying to understand how much actually happens in the background and probably appreciating that there's more happening in the background than anybody could ever imagine. You know, I think you only really appreciate standard setting and how much goes into each paper, each board meeting, when you get that opportunity to kind of peek behind the curtain and realize how much work the staff are putting into every one of these meetings, every one of these papers. And that's been quite an interesting process for me to get my head around. I'd be very excited and appreciative of the opportunity to join the ISB. I think if you kind of look at my role and what I've done, I've always been involved in IFRS. So to me, being the accounting techie or the accounting nerd, as it's always been, has kind of been, this is the pinnacle of what we do in the IFRS world, to really get ourselves to a stage where we're involved in global standard setting. One of the questions many people ask me is why I would leave my W consulting, move into standard setting. What makes me go from kind of the one side where we're really on the preparer side through to being on the standard setting? Well, it's not an easy decision. For me, obviously, it was a firm that I was a founder in. We grew into a successful advisory business, assisting preparers. And I think it's the experience that I got there, as well as through my time at places like Deloitte and Barclays Capital, that really put me in a good position to hopefully be a successful board member as we go along. Now, getting onto the board for me was more of a journey than something that just happened. As I say, I've been involved in the technical field for many years, and my first experience of the ISB structure was through, as you mentioned, the SME Implementation Group. You remember that South Africa adopted this in 2007, or the old exposure draft, as a standard. So I guess by being one of the people on the other side, doing that field testing, applying the standard, it was great to be able to see how that eventually fit into what the ISB was doing, and we ended up with the first of the SME standards. It was also there that I was appointed to the IFRS Advisory Council, which I represented the South African standard setter on. Now, I appreciate the Advisory Council is more of a strategic board than a standard setter, but for me, it was the first time it gave me an opportunity to really interact with the ISB members, the ISB staff, and kind of get a glimpse of what was happening at the ISB. I guess my first real experience of global standard setting was being a member of the IFRIC, or the IFRS Interpretations Committee, which I was fortunate to have served a member for 6 years. And I think you yourself also shared were serving as a member of that. That to me was an incredible experience. I mean, I was very fortunate to have served with an amazing group of people who, and I think the key thing was, challenged me at every meeting in so many ways. And I think a lot of this, in some ways, fueled my passion to do standard setting, maybe get to a stage where I realized this is something I wanted to do. This is also a great way to get an understanding of how standard setting happens. And I think one of my appreciations of the IFRIC process was also realizing why standard setting can't be rushed. When you realize you need to take into views of so many stakeholders and globally especially, and when you look at the comment letters coming in and how something we were looking at was unimportant in one jurisdiction but massively impacted on another, and having to really kind of weigh all these things up, that was an interesting challenge for me as part of that. Completed that term, obviously, on the IFRIC in June, and then start on the board on the 1st of October. Now, needless to say, starting a new job is challenging, I think, anybody, but being 10,000 kilometers away is definitely proven to be quite interesting. One of the things I really enjoy, especially when meeting new people, is interacting with them, spending time, getting to know people, and unfortunately, the current situation has limited that substantially. I will say the staff at the foundation have been great in the onboarding, though, and they've taken a lot of time taking me through the projects. And I think the one thing I've come to realize in the couple of weeks that I've been around is that the organization works very effectively on a remote basis. Even though this wasn't our first prize for 2020 and who knows, 2021, this definitely has worked well. I will say that when you talk about reading and getting into things, it's definitely been overwhelming for me. In that you're playing catch up. You know, there's so many projects that I've stepped into that some of these are a year, 2 years, that they're so far down the line. And you're kind of jumping into these projects and having to catch up on all the work that everybody's done. And I guess probably one of the big challenges as a board member is you're not involved in one project. In a way, you're involved in all of them. Yep. So you're just kind of moving from project to project, trying to play that catch up. And I can appreciate it. I remember you saying to me, it can take 6 months before you really realize the quantum of the job. And I'll say that in the first couple of weeks, I've come to see that. But I must say, I've really been enjoying it. And yeah, being remote has worked a lot better than I thought it would. But I mean, going back to your position, I mean, you're almost in the opposite, aren't you? You left the UK in about February, and you haven't been back. What's it been like kind of leaving a role remotely?
I think that's been particularly interesting. I'm not even sure if the phrase remote offboarding is a real term, but I mean that's essentially what it's been. It's been a very strange way to say goodbye to an organization. I mean, you talked about the effectiveness of the organization during this period, and I think the board over time certainly is very good at responding to external stimuli, and I think this experience that we've gained over the last 7 months is very likely to actually carry us, 7 or 8 months I guess now, is likely to carry us forward and to kind of accelerate some of the changes that I've been seeing in the organization over recent times. I mean, what has been amazing for me is the projects that we've actually been able to complete, and Bruce, you'll know some of these projects are projects that are pretty close to my own heart. So being able to complete the amendments to IFRS 17 during this period while still maintaining, I think, an incredible amount of interaction with stakeholders, verification of what we were doing, the normal reviews that we do of ballot drafts, all of that happened. And we got it out intact on time. And I just think that shows how we've worked as an organization. Another project that's been really close to my heart over the last couple of years has been the outreach, or the IFRS for SMEs. And we've really managed to do a lot of outreach on the project, all remotely, to my mind, probably as or more effectively than we would have done it in person. And just a little quick advert, remember there's only a couple of days left for everybody to respond, so please don't forget to respond to this. And then I think just perhaps on a more personal perspective, I've been able over the last 7 or 8 months to really extend and accelerate my networking activities. And I think particularly the networking activities that we do, the outreach activities that we do in Africa. And just to maybe expand a little bit on that, among our responsibilities as board members is to really ensure that the views of the region we hail from are being appropriately represented in any discussions and any considerations that the board has. And I think that means we need to get out and we need to listen and we need to speak. I've also been very lucky in the time that I've been on the board that my term has coincided in large part with the formation and the growth of the Pan-African Federation of Accountants, PAFA. And I think while their focus has really in the last 9 or 10 years been on capacity building and infrastructure type projects, they have certainly had a very positive effect on the interaction of African countries, of African standard setters with this board. And I think that interaction is really crucial for us as a board. And I think it's crucial for Africa as a region. We've got a number of advisory bodies all over the place, the Emerging Economies Group, the Global Preparers Forum. We have roundtables, we have working groups on topics like management commentary. And we've got the SME Implementation Group. And as you mentioned earlier, the path to becoming ultimately a decision maker within the IFRS environment very often leads through participation in these groups, interaction with these groups, because they really do provide you with knowledge, they provide you with experience, they provide you with exposure to the working mechanisms in the board, and they provide a platform for me, for aspiring technical accountants to get access to and to experience and engage with our processes as the IASB. So it's my second advert of this, but really, if you're out there, if you're in the world, anywhere across the world, but particularly if you're in Africa, use these opportunities, use these spots to come into our processes and to actually be part of it. And I think ultimately, this kind of interaction, this type of involvement will lead to Africa and other parts of the world having greater influence in the process and ultimately to becoming decision makers in our processes as we run them. And I think, again, some statistics coming out of the, 7 or 8 months of lockdown. And I think this is very personal statistics. This is me talking a little bit about Africa. But if I look at this last little period, we've had more than 30 outreach meetings, events, conferences, individual stakeholder meetings. We've reached out to at least 25 countries across the continent. And I mean, there may be more because we don't always know who's part of the discussion groups we have. We've had more than 4,500 people that we've individually engaged with. And I think what the format has done, when I talk about the efficiency, it allows us to kind of do outreach with Nigeria in the morning and present at a conference in Zimbabwe in the afternoon and meet regulators in Ethiopia the next morning. It is just so much more effective in getting to people. And I hope what this has done is brought more people into the IFRS family, familiarized people with some of the processes, and hopefully built a little bit of enthusiasm for us going forward. So for me, I get really excited when I talk about Africa. I think the combination of the work that PAF was doing, the opportunities that have been offered by remote participation and us all becoming familiar with that sort of mechanism. And then just the growing interest of countries across Africa in participating, for me, has made a recipe for kind of an ever-growing African influence in the work that we do. Bruce, again, this is an area where we spent a lot of time interacting with each other, and I think particularly you in your role as chairing the PAF Standard Setters meeting and the work you've done with African Standard Setters. But clearly that's from a different perspective. You, if you like, in that particular role, looking at us from the outside in. So what are your feelings about how we go forward, what the path forward is likely to be?
Daryl, I mean, firstly, I'll echo what you say. I mean, I also truly believe Africa really has an important role to play in global standard setting. And you know, it's amazing, but as I've traveled over the many years throughout the continent, you always meet people who've got such a passion for what we're doing and really interested in what the ISB's work is. And I also found that there's a much greater focus on compliance in a lot of the African countries, and much greater focus at the moment on high quality financial reporting. So I think as that's driving forward, we're going to see a lot more involvement from the continent. I also think you mentioned the SMEs. I mean, there's another project that's very important across the continent. I mean, there are a lot of economies who are dominated by the, I don't want to say the SME or the non-publicly accountable entities, and these guys really need that alternative framework. And I think that we'll see a lot of that going there. I do think it's important to work with people like PAFA. Africa is a very, very big place. And I think a lot of people maybe don't appreciate the geography of how big Africa is, and to get everybody's views. And you've got English speakers, you've got French speakers, you've got Portuguese speakers, and you've got so many different African dialects around it. To make sure that there's one body that's bringing that voice together, I think that's the role to me PAFA needs to play, is kind of bringing everything together and giving us an African voice to that. As a global standard set, I think it's important that we do make sure that Africa is being heard in this. I mean, it's interesting you talk a lot about the outreach. I mean, for me, when I start looking at the things I'm looking forward to, one of the most important things I'm really with, one of the things that interests me the most, is definitely the outreach that the ISB does with its constituents. I mean, I've been very lucky in the first couple of weeks of being at the ISB. I've already been involved in a number of events with various people, and it's really nice almost being on that other side and hearing what people, the preparers or the users or the various stakeholders, feel about the work we're doing. And if I had to look at coming into the role, to me, this is still one of the most important roles of a board member. You know, at the end of the day, we are a group of people sitting in a room, or hopefully sitting in a room at some point, voting on something. And we need to ensure that we can weigh up how important the impact is going to be of a new amended standard. And until we've done that outreach, until we understand the impact it's having on everybody, I don't think we can really make those decisions properly. So I really do think that the outreach is to me, it's one of the most exciting things, and I'm glad to hear that's something that you've enjoyed, because I think it's something we like to do, make sure that when I'm sitting there, I can say I've weighed up everything that I've learned from everybody who's got the inputs, and now I know what the best way forward is. I also think it's also going to, for me, one of the other things I'm looking forward to is being able to spend time really delving deep into the issues on the projects. You know, on a lot of the commercial roles we have, you don't always get the time to spend looking at the detail on a new project. You know, you've still got a day job. And the problem is, as you've got that day job, you know, you've still got to get done that, whereas now the job is looking at the standards. So I think it's going to be very important to kind of spend that time really delving deep into it. I think what's also surprised me is just the depth of the research that the staff do into each of those issues. You know, I mean, you get some of the research papers and just the reams and reams of stuff that they've got from all over the world really, really does make a big impact. I think for me, the realization is that the final standard that people issue is not just a something that's put up by the ISB. It's the end of a very, very long journey. And sometimes it's taken a lot of years to get to that point. And this is something I think maybe I'm starting to appreciate a lot more. And it's also really amazing to see how multinational the ISB staff are. I mean, when you start going through the team members, I mean, we've got teams from all over the globe. And I do think that really contributes to a truly international organization. So look, I guess from my side, in summary, I'm really looking forward to being part of the IFRS team. Hoping I can add value and take forward the projects for my time on the board. And I think as one final closing point, I feel I've got to say to you, Daryl, thank you for your excellent contribution to global standard setting. And I guess I wish you the best of your journey as it continues on. So with that, thanks. I'll hand back to Claire.
That wraps up today's conversation. Thank you both for sharing your stories. If you joining us would like to know more about the IASB and its work, or want to know more about working for the IFRS Foundation, make sure to visit ifrs.org.